Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 6, verse 11. Give us today the food we need. Have you ever wondered why we ask God for food on a daily basis? Why not ask Him to supply it for a week or even a month? The reason is that God wants us to live in continual partnership with Him. Every day, we need to turn to Him to obtain the nourishment that we need. This applies in both a physical and a spiritual sense. Just as we need to eat each day, so too we need to ensure that we're receiving spiritual nourishment. However excellent that last Sunday's church service was, or however blessed we were by yesterday's time of prayer, we need to open ourselves to the breath of God's Spirit today. We need Him to strengthen us to live for Him in the particular challenges and opportunities of this unique day. I'm struck by the fact that everything in this prayer is plural. Prayer begins with the words, "Our Father in heaven." And here we pray for the food that we need. The moment we start praying, we identify the fact that we're part of a family. And when we think about getting fed, it isn't just about my empty stomach or my spiritual needs, but about what we all need. Physical food is available in abundance in this world, but people have very unequal access to it. In some countries, even today, there is starvation, and in others, including our own, there are immoral levels of food waste. When we pray the Lord's Prayer, we're taking our share of the responsibility for ensuring that food is made generally available to everyone throughout the world. When we pray that God will feed us spiritually, we're expressing a longing that He will nourish everyone as well as us. If you're feeling thoroughly well-fed in body, mind, and spirit, that's excellent, but it isn't enough. We need to pray that that same blessing will extend to men and women everywhere. What we're learning is that the Lord's Prayer is incredibly radical. Through it, we're praying that God will fundamentally change our world. So let me ask you a couple of questions. In what way do you need to be fed today? And secondly, how can you be praying for others to be fed today? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank You that Your understanding of us is so complete that You know exactly how we need to be nourished today. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. Thanks for joining me, and may God bless you today.